You see, we must be living in a pretty warped society when we are not allowed to feel okay about the fact that we're doing something in order to feel good about ourselves. That's a very, very warped society, which insists on creating that reality for you. Your motives have to be so pure that not even feeling good about yourself is pure enough for me. Can you see how insane that can get? That can get absolutely insane, and that would actually work against us as a society and prohibit us or inhibit us from doing something that would be wonderful for another, lest we stand accused of only doing that in order to feel good. And I had an experience like that, just like that once. I was with a wife, and in this particular relationship, she was upset because she would come home from work, and I got home from work a little before she did, and every night she would come home to a house that was not straightened or cleaned or in any way put back together from the dishevelment of the evening before. You'd go to bed late or whatever and come back the next day and clean things up. Well, I would never do that, and she began to get upset about it. And after a few months, she began to complain vociferously about this, until finally she started raising her voice about it. I'm sick and tired of coming into this house and always having to be the one to straighten up and da-da-da-da-da-da. So I thought, well, you know, she's got a point. That was rare for me. But I thought, she's got a point. So the next night I came home ahead of her as usual, and I ran around the whole place and I straightened everything up and I did the last remaining dishes from the late night snack before, and I straightened up the kitchen, and I mean, I had the whole place looking fabulous. And in she came, and she breezed into the apartment, you know, and I was just kind of sitting there with my paper and nothing. See, not a word. So the next night I did the same thing, and I was sitting there reading my paper, and in she comes and breezes in and drops off her keys and her purse and stuff on the table and walks through the house, and not a word, nothing. And this went on for 3 or 4 days, and I started getting a little mopey about it, you know. And she finally said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Well, golly, I've run around this house the past 3 or 4 days, getting it all straightened up and doing all this stuff, and, you know, you haven't even said a word to me about it." She said, you just did that so you could feel good about yourself." I said, "What's wrong with that? You're right. What's wrong with that?" See? And that's led me to a fundamental question of life that I've explored more than once. I'll give you one more example. Many years ago, I wrote my own Christmas card. Any of you ever done that? One year, I got one of these blank Christmas cards, and I decided to create a verse inside all about peace on earth and goodwill toward human beings and all of this stuff. And I wrote this really nice sentiment because it made me feel good. I remember when I was writing it, tears started coming to my eyes as I thought, gosh, this is how I feel about Christmas, Hanukkah, the whole holiday spirit, the light that shines within all people and all that. And I was really, I had captured that in a little piece of free verse, put it in a card, and sent it out that year to all of my friends. I got a call about 4 days after they went out, or five, from one of my close friends, and he said, "What is this tripe?" I said, "What's the matter, Dan?" He said, "What are you trying to prove?" I said, "Gosh, didn't think I was trying to prove anything. I was just, you want to think of yourself as this wonderful person who has thoughts like this? Come on." Brothers and sisters would say that, because they say, "I know who you really are. How dare you try to be better than that?" See, that kind of a thing. But it made me confront a central issue in my life, which your comment brought up for me again. And that is this issue. Is it okay for us to do things simply to feel better about ourselves? Is it okay for us to do things simply because we choose to recreate our experience of who we are and have a new thought about who we are expressed in physical form through this device, whatever it is, the Christmas card we send or the gift that we give or whatever. Do you understand the question?
I understand, but if your friend had called you and said, that was so wonderful that you did that, it just made me feel so good, thank you, would that have made you uncomfortable?
No.
See, that makes me uncomfortable.
I know, but why?
Because I did it for the reason that you did it, because it made you feel good.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know, that's what I'm here for.
Well, you came to the wrong place. No, I'm spending this time on the issue so that you can get to clarity. There is nothing wrong with that in my world. Right and wrong don't exist, of course. I can only speak from my world. My God says there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'll go further. My God not only says there's nothing wrong with that, there's everything right with that. That's the reason to do anything. Listen to this. Rule of life number 4. Every act is an act of self-definition. Every act is an act of self-definition. There is no other reason to be, do, or have anything. We're involved here in an act of self-creation. We are creating ourselves and hopefully recreating ourselves anew in every single moment of now. And the tools with which we engage in that act of recreation are thoughts, words, and deeds. We use these 3 tools of recreation that we might know who we are, choose and declare who we will now become, and express and experience that in physical form. And when we put our decisions in physical form, we place our thoughts in a new formation. We are God's information. We are God's information. I do things for only one reason, and I fail to do things for the same reason. This is the only measure I use. There's no other measure. I do or not do a thing. I say or not say a thing. I think or not think a thing for one reason and one reason only. It either is or is not me. Not the me I thought I was, but the me I choose to be. Therefore, if you do a thing in order to feel good about yourself, because you have shown up in the world as who you imagine yourself to be, there could be no better reason to do that. What do you think?
I guess I'm just examining my own motives. Whether I do the things to keep people in the room or I do the things to make myself feel well, what happens is abundance comes to me in all forms, and I'm always afraid that I'll be found out. So I guess it's the fear of being found out that I'm not authentic. I don't even know.
Hey, listen, don't give up. You're real close. You're not afraid of being inauthentic. You're afraid of being discovered that this is what's authentic. That someone will say to you, you just did that to feel good about yourself, didn't you? See? Yeah. And somehow it's not okay for us to say, well, actually, that's right. And furthermore, I do feel good about myself. Ta-da! Who wants to feel good about myself with me? See? And that's the place that we were told as children we cannot go to. We were raised in a culture that encourages us to feel good about ourselves, but not to let anyone know. We've gotten everything so confused. So confused. Oh, if you knew you the way God knows you, you would smile a lot. And you would never, ever, ever hide your light under a bushel. But you would stand before men and be the light of the world and say, I feel good about myself. I love myself when I'm being this way. And it would be okay, and you would heal that terrible place deep inside that somehow feels that the action of being nice to another was inauthentic because you simply did it to have a good feeling about yourself. Who ever told you it was not okay to feel good about that which is good? Do good, but don't feel good about it. Or do good, but don't do good because you want to feel good about it. Do good, well, I don't care how I feel about it. I'm just doing good anyway. In fact, it'd be more pure if I felt bad about it. Whoa. And that's where the Puritan ethic was born. And I come here to tell you today, it's when the insanity began. No God in any universe of which I am aware says to you, you may not feel good about the good that you do, and you may not do good in order that you might feel good about yourself. Quite to the contrary. The God of my universe says, I have given you this feeling called feeling good about yourself that you might do good. And that's an okay reward, if you please. It's even an okay motivation. It's all right to love yourself and to want to feel good about yourself. And the heart knows this. The soul is aware of this. So here is the revelation. All interest is self-interest. There is no other kind of interest. You think you're doing it for the best interests of another? There's no such thing. Do you know why there's no such thing as doing something for the best interests of another? Not only because all interest is self-interest, but because there's nobody else in the room. You're it. This is a game of tag, cosmic tag, and you're it. And we're all a part of you. And you're all a part of us. And there's only one of us. So what you do for me, you do for you anyway, even if you deny it. And that's what's so. Good session, people. We get to these individual truths wonderfully. Take notes. Listen carefully. Those of you who are listening at home, listen carefully. Take notes. Play this recording back over and over again. You're listening to real people discussing real experiences and discovering real truth.